Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, the show that exists for one reason, to move you from victim of your history to author of your destiny. I'm Dr. Leslie, and this is the place where we bring you to clarity on who you really are, how to become the one creating your life instead of just reacting to it, and freedom from every false story you've ever believed about yourself. Friends, today it's just me, and I'm going to show you why your health and your wealth have been speaking the exact same language all along. So we're going to review a little bit. Remember the last three shows ago, I had Dr. Cammie Benton on, and we went through the details of my spontaneous cancer healing last year. Okay, I'm going to recap that again today. Then we had Reverend Christy Snow for a follow-up show because the two of them were the mentors working with me when that spontaneous healing happened. In today's show, we're going to go deeper and talk about how you can be cause of spontaneous healing in any area of your life, your body, your health, your mind, your wealth, your relationships, your love, and your career, your personal self-expression as a soul in this world, whatever area of life you would love to focus on and move it into more of your deepest heart's desire. And you know what, friends, as we start with that conversation, I'm reminded that success coach Tony Robbins says most people don't know what they want. You know, there's a high level of awareness to even have that clarity. So foundationally, we're encouraged. You know what's easy to find? What you don't want. Okay, you can pull out a paper and make a list right now of things you don't want right now. Things that have annoyed you, things that are bugging you, things that are running through your head over and over when you lay down to go to sleep at night and you can't get to sleep because it just keeps coming back up. Okay, these fearful, doubtful, annoying, even painful or deep suffering aspects of life are there to help you get absolute clarity on its opposite. So when you get clear on what you don't want, which is not hard, okay, make that list right now or just bring to the fore right now the top couple of things that annoy you in life or that you really would love to see change. And then on the other side of that paper in your mind's eye, put its opposite, okay? If you're struggling to pay the bills, if you're looking at, am I going to have a place to live next month or not? Or even if you're just having to think twice about how many trips you're going to take with the elevated gas prices, okay? Maybe you're wondering how you can invest more wisely to get more returns and feel some sense of insecurity about your future. Wherever you're at about money, imagine if there's any doubt, if there's any wobble, if there's any distress, if there's any deep pain about that. Take it to the opposite side and go, what would the opposite of that be? What would the reverse of that be? What would it feel like if my moving date is set to move into that incredible dream home that's beyond what I ever previously imagined? What if the bank account had a couple of extra digits in there, that decimal point was moved over two or three places? What would that feel like? So this is how we can easily get clarity on what we would love. A lot of times we don't even allow our minds to go there, but you can if you get clear first on what you don't like, what's bothering you, or what are you afraid of? I knew that feeling of fear intensively last year when I was walking with that breast cancer diagnosis. For the first time in my life, I realized what it feels like to be kind of obsessed with something happening in my body that I felt like I had no control over. It was just a circular thought. It was coming up and up and up, the cancer, the cancer, the cancer, the cancer. And I mean, I've been walking this walk for years. I've been teaching these teachings. Even with all my experience and all my tools, I found myself lost in that negative feedback loop. I found myself lost in my mind being out of control and going back to that thought, back to that thought, back to that thought. So I get it, okay? I understand what it feels like to be kind of a victim of your own thoughts, to feel like you're telling me I have control over those things. You know, they find their way in and it can be really challenging. And I'm just saying there is a path beyond that. And I ultimately walked it. And so can you. Many of you will have memories of where you've had successes before. In this show, we're moving into the architecture of being the creator, the architecture of stepping into your divine calling, where Jesus said, greater things than these will you also do. You're going to move into the architecture of standing in the authority that is already your birthright. You were born with the capacity and the birthright as the inheritor of the kingdom, okay? We are all children of God. We had the breath of that essence that we call God breathed into us as life. What's the difference between an AI robot and you? What if we put flesh and skin? I'm sure one day we can use stem cell technology, create human flesh, and have a robotic body covered in tissue that looks just like a human. Isn't that going to be possible? I think so. And running programs, I chat with my AI companions every day. But what's the difference between me and that? I am more than a program, okay? I have the breath of life, which is the breath of God, breathe into me. I am an eternal soul, not a machine, not technology. I am divine essence architected into this form, in this body mind. And my destiny, as is yours, is to step into that role of claiming my birthright, of knowing from what I come and standing in authority and dominion in this beautiful, gracious reality that has given us the capacity to expand, to grow, and to evolve. That's called the evolution of human consciousness. This is the method and the message of faith consciousness. And when we come back, we're going to go into the details to remind you of how you can move into the freedom of creating your own world. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we're back, the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, moving you from victim of your history to author of your destiny. Coming back in, friends. And again, we are recalling the last couple shows. We had Dr. Benton in, and we went through my spontaneous cancer healing last year. We had Reverend Christy Snow. We talked again about what that looks like, moving into a new signal, a new relationship to that one law that is responsible for what's showing up in your reality. And we'll talk more about that law a little bit later, but it is about knowing the law, okay? What do they say? Ignorance of the law is no excuse, okay? The law is working whether you know it or not. So we're going to talk about that, learn how to align with it. Last show, we moved into the realm of wealth with Reverend Christy. So we're talking about health, alignment, and the nervous system as an instrument of consciousness, and then moving into health and wealth being really about outcomes of the same frequency, the same signal, the same law is applied, whether you're talking about your physical body, the health of your body, the health of your finances, the health of your relationships, the health of your expression of yourself in this world, coming down to how fulfilled am I? How fulfilled is this life I'm leading? Or could it be better? Okay. And that's what we're aiming for here, better and better. All right. So, friends, as we move back into the story, I want to remind you that we're walking this journey together. And this is about the teachings of faith consciousness. I'm going to bring you into the faith consciousness curriculum, the architecture of that energetic capacity that you are and that you have the potential for, to where you are directing your life intentionally instead of just reacting to it. This is what faith consciousness is about, and it holds hands with what I call the technology of faith. Now, I wanted to quickly insert a real life story. This just happened to me on the way to the studio today. I lost my keys. Okay, I could not find my car keys, and they were not in the usual assigned place that I try to discipline myself to put them every single time so that I don't end up in this situation. And here I am. I've got the show coming. You know, it's got a hard start time, and I'm thinking, am I not going to make it to the show? Okay, this is kind of critical. Come on, it's not really crisis, but it's an issue. So I'm going into my little bit of a meltdown for a moment. Where's the keys? Where's the keys? Where's the keys? Then I stop. Wait a minute. I do have capacity. I can tune in. I can tap in. I can call on the technology of faith. I put my three fingers together and I tapped into alpha brainwave state per the Silva method, one of our main tools in the technology of faith, the Silva method. I calmed my mind. I quieted my breath. And I said, please show me where the keys are. Okay, immediately, I saw a place in my garage where the printer is, where I had just been a few minutes ago printing out some notes for today's show. And I'd already checked that, already gone. I'd already gone back to the printer. I scanned the desk. I looked around. I looked on the floor. I didn't see the keys there, but that's exactly what came back to me was that part of the house. Okay, true confession. I half believed it. I went, okay, I'm going back there, but on my way, I'm going to check again in this drawer, in the bedside table. I'm going to look in the closet, in the bathroom, on the kitchen counter. And I delayed myself further, looking at lots of places on my way to the place that came to my mind when I tapped in. Now, when I get to a higher place with more solid faith, I'm going to go straight to where it came to me instead of questioning and doubting. But admittedly, I delayed further by checking everywhere else on my way back to where I had seen. Finally, I get down into the garage, flip on the light. I'm going, nope, I knew the keys weren't here. I didn't see them. I walk closer to the printer, which is what I saw in my mind's eye, turn my head and look over at the little couch that's sitting there in that. I've got a little sitting area in part of the unused part of the garage. And right there behind the cushion of the couch was a little edge of my key ring sticking out. Sure enough. Okay. So friends, let's hold hands together and know that, you know what? These tools work. You can learn and become masterful in the tools of the technology of faith. And in time, we will all know that we know we can trust what comes and go straight there. Meanwhile, okay, you might have a delayed movement there because you're still going to check here, 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 like Dr. Leslie did. Just saying, we're getting there together and the technology works. All righty. Now, back to today's purpose. We are putting the third leg under the table. So first, we talked about the creation of health. Second, we talked about the creation of wealth. How to align, how to regulate the nervous system, how these teachings are actually explaining the technology behind teachings and scriptures. We have examples time and again, and I'll be bringing one up in just a moment. But this is to add that third leg on that makes that table stable and not fall down. And that leg is the EVE formula, the formula of creation in faith consciousness. EVE stands for energetic vibrational exchange. Friends, this is science. And I want to tell you that the downloads of this information were brought to me after 17 years of clues by the Holy Spirit that were just a mystery. I got the actual downloads of the teachings of faith consciousness in 2012. 10 years later, science moved to a new level, at least that was available to the public. Okay, I know science is far ahead of what we're knowing in mainstream teachings. But in 2022, the Nobel Prize for Physics was awarded to three scientists who proved more solidly than ever what's called the observer effect, that says the outcome is influenced powerfully by the perspective of who is watching. So the question is, what lens are you looking through when you watch your life? What perspective are you holding? Which also means, what are you expecting? And vibrationally, what are you emitting? Energetic vibrational exchange is about the broadcast, just like this is a broadcast radio. Yes, it's online. You can get it as a podcast. And it's also a radio signal through the airwaves, invisible broadcast. And if you tune your radio dial to the correct numbers, you're getting my voice right now loud and clear. Turn that knob a little bit and it's going to have a lot of static. And a little bit more, you're not going to hear me at all. Okay? So this is about, what signal is your body broadcasting into this quantum field? Okay, your body is sending out a vibrational signal that is an accurate reflection of a number of things. One of them, and most directly related, is how you're feeling. How do I feel? No matter what you're saying, no matter what you're speaking, no matter what thoughts you are intentionally running through your mind, I am healthy, I am healthy, I'm healthy. If your body feels terrified about not being able to pay the rent this month, that's the signal that the field's going to get, okay? So yes, you can begin to have some influence on how you're feeling by working with your thoughts and what you're saying, but the truth is, it's the feeling that dictates the frequency. The feeling is the frequency. So there are a number of ways to get to that frequency and that feeling that's aligned with your personal heaven on earth. And that's what we're talking about now. So the EVE formula, energetic vibrational exchange, is your formula of creation. So with health and wealth, it's the same signal, two expressions. The body responds as health. The field responds to a strong, confident, joyous, abundant frequency as wealth, okay? Now, remember, my breast healing story ultimately ended up in a spontaneous moment of rearrangement of cells in my body when I hit what's called zone 3 of faith consciousness. So, reminder, there are three eras or three frequency of consciousness ranges in the teachings of faith consciousness. So the first one, the first era, as depicted in the Old Testament, we're infants as human consciousness bringers on earth and journeyers. This was called polarity consciousness. We're coming from fear. We're coming from powerlessness. We're coming from life happens to me, okay? Second range, we're moving to a higher place. Christ consciousness is when we begin to have more empowerment within ourselves. We begin to be resourceful enough to feel compassion, to actually be able to relax a little bit, even when challenges are there. We're able to forgive, first at a level of injustice, 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 but I'm going to forgive anyway. Then we can move to higher states where we see everything as working for a reason, and this is just an initiation, not a crucifixion, okay? Highest level is the faith consciousness range, which is the range of becoming the creator. And we start with creating from fear and lack, feeling like something's really, really missing and I don't know if I can pay the bills this month. And that's one level. Then we have a middle level that's feeling a bit more confident, a bit more trusting, a bit more unified. And the highest level is a place of merging with the divine, of feeling your eternal essence. That's the place I hit when cancer fled my body. Stay tuned. When you come back, we're going to talk about how you can hit that range and bring healing to any area of life. And we're back, the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, moving you from victim of your history to author of your destiny. And that means stepping into your role as a soul, as a divine creator in this world. Okay, we're going to start this segment with a scripture. All righty, Luke 8:43, New International Version. Here we go. Listen up. This applies. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him, meaning Jesus, and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me." Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." Okay, friends, I want to break this down. We're talking about the architecture of healing. We're talking about the EVE formula, energetic vibrational exchange, right here in this biblical story. Now, another account in the Gospels tells us that this woman, prior to touching his robe, the scriptures say she said to herself, "If only I can touch his robe, I'll be healed." Well, I want to let you know that I've had a new revelation about this just today that's refined the understanding even at a higher level. For years, I've taught about this, and I have said, if this woman set it up in her mind that if only I could see him, I'll be healed, the moment her eyes registered the sight of Jesus, her cells would have responded. But today, I became aware of something more nuanced. What I know is that my spontaneous healing of the breast cancer, and there were a lot of steps leading up to that moment. We've talked about how I worked with my diet. I worked with consciousness. I dove into what is the consciousness basis? What is the vibrational frequency of the pattern of thought and feeling? What is the belief that's connected to this particular expression through the physical body? And I got some very important insights. So I was working with these things. I was asking for help. I was moving into a changed lifestyle. But on this particular day, on my fifth session on one of those tools of technology of faith, an energetic healing mechanism called the biocharger was helping to support me into a different energetic frequency in addition to everything else that I had leveled up to, and in addition to my deep desire and heart for the divine, which I've called a number of different names throughout my journey. And predominantly, it's been Jesus. But I know that that name was never what that man who walked this earth as the Son of God was named. We've changed that name into something that we're pronouncing. Really, the most accurate English name would be Joshua. So I'm saying it's not about the letters and the language name. It's about the essence that that name represents. So I came into this moment of unity, where I felt myself as one with God. I knew myself in that moment as eternal, and I knew in that depth of oneness with God, I was sobbing. I saw myself like with God from the heavens looking down at planet Earth and at little me, this little body running around with this personality. And I smiled to it and said, "It makes no difference, cancer or no cancer." From that place of absolute joy, the fear or angst or even judgment about a disease couldn't touch me. I was at this place. I felt the connection. I was crying in that union, and in that moment, my body responded. Now, have I sustained that level of consciousness? Absolutely not. What I'm here to say is, it just takes a touch. It just takes one touch. This woman, her inner wisdom came through. And she knew, if I can just touch his robe and my body can feel that testimony of me being connected with the fabric that's touching him, knowing that he is touching the divine, he's expressing that right here. If I can just touch, I'll feel that unity and my body will heal. And that's what happened. So I'm saying, the technology of faith is how you can navigate yourself to that moment of touch, that moment of owning your oneness with the source from which you've come. The breath of it breathes through you every minute. It's what makes you this living essence of an eternal soul, an expression of God, different than a human-looking robot that's acting beautifully human, but it's not a soul. It's not God expressed. That's what you are. That's what we are. Jesus say, "I tell you, you are all sons of God. You are my brothers, brothers and sisters." So we are that. And when you move into the understandings of the stair-stepping of your frequency, the structure of faith consciousness is one way to comprehend it. It was given by God. I'm a vessel that has received it, and I'm here committing my life to be the messenger of that for you, not just through my words, because you know what? Words don't teach. My frequency holds the knowing, not just intellectually. God has walked me through a journey that I have experienced it from the deepest depths of powerlessness, right at the brink of losing this life here in this earth, where I had fully let go of hope at a point of deepest darkness, and then being elevated back and brought into the knowing of our authority and the joy of that place. My field holds that memory, and my field holds within it that successful journey. And I know that just as Jesus emitted a frequency from the cross of crucifixion while holding perfect unconditional love, even for those crucifying him during his torture, that frequency can be now grafted into you. That's a gift from heaven right there. I am one of those vessels that holds a frequency that you can entrain to. You don't even have to walk it. You can receive it, allow it to be a gift, and know that as we connect together, you can claim what's there for you. Jesus brought the highest. We can graft in what's already been laid out for us and receive it energetically and let it be. That's your energetic vibrational exchange uplift to where you can get an upgrade in an instant and move more rapidly when you allow and choose and are in agreement with. Yes, it can come to you. And we can come to that place of even for a moment knowing that we know, being in that union. And when we are, the outcome of our desire doesn't matter at all. Because from that place, there is no desire. All is already given. All is already whole. And when you can move into the resonance of that wholeness through your body, it will be there in your physical reality. So health and wealth are not two different miracles. They were one signal. Now, I'm going to give you three diagnostic questions to understand where you're at on the scale and how you can move up the ladder and into that point of freedom through divine connection when we come back from the break. The effort question, the identity question, and the grip question. This is what we're going to go into when we come back, and you can navigate. Pick your area of life that you're most passionate about changing, and we're going to come together in just a moment, find out where you're at, and plug you into the ladder. We're now going to call it the escalator. This is the automatic up. Stay tuned. And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, moving from victim of your history to author of your destiny. Okay, before we move into this segment, I got a quick shout out for Reverend Christy Snow. You heard her on the last two shows. She is my life coach and a powerful mentor in my world. And she's also an incredible, moving musician. So Christy Snow is going to be in concert this Friday, that's June the 26th, at 7 p.m. at Heartlight Center in Charlotte. If you want to come, that's where to go, 7300 Mallard Creek Road, 7300 Mallard Creek Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. Christy Snow in concert this Friday night. Her music is not just beautiful to listen to. It carries a frequency that lifts your own energetic architecture in the most powerful way. She's coming from the highest place as she brings that music through. So join again, 7300 Mallard Creek Road this Friday at 7 p.m. Okay, now returning to the story, I want to again recap my journey of healing the cancer, which the actual healing. You know, Tony Robbins says life change only takes a moment, but the journey to get to that point can take years, okay, or a lifetime. So we're talking about how to speed that journey up, all right? Now, I had been putting in effort, and I started in what we call zone one of faith consciousness. So faith consciousness is the era of creation. It's the frequency range of manifesting and bringing about change in your reality intentionally. The lowest level is zone one, and I'm telling you, that doesn't heal. It's a higher level in surrendered co-creation that the healing happens, okay? So when I moved to level three, which was connection with God, I am eternal, I am one with God, arriving at as experienced fact, not belief, my joy was so complete that it no longer mattered whether the diagnosis was true. There was nothing to fix. Nothing was broken. And from that place of experience, not thought, my cells changed. Okay, so we're going to walk through this in more detail so that you can understand how to apply it in your own life. So here's the law of resonance. Life doesn't randomly hand you outcomes. It matches the frequency you are emanating. That's the EVE, law of creation, EVE. Energetic vibrational exchange is the law of resonance. Life matches the frequency. So like a radio tuning to whatever station that you're broadcasting, one station per area of your life. Okay, so what I'm saying is health and wealth were never two different miracles. They were one signal reading two languages. So when we had the show on health and then we had the show on wealth, the solution to improving both those areas of your physical world is the same. Okay, now some of you are thinking, Dr. Leslie, my health is great, but I'm broke. Okay, or I'm wealthy, but my marriage is falling apart. Here's the nuance. Your body, your money, your relationships are each at their own station, okay? You can be tuned to high frequency, high outcomes in one area and then low on another, okay? Because each carries its own history, its own wounds, and its own set of beliefs. You may have been raised in a home where you were taught scarcity and that money is hard to get, or you have to really work hard and sacrifice a lot for money to come, okay? Versus being raised in an environment that says money's your natural birthright, it just flows with ease and grace, and it's always going to come, okay? Those are totally different energetic out expressions, and so what you're holding in your field is going to be different about money versus your health potentially, okay? So the law isn't that every area moves together automatically. It's that whichever zone you're in any domain is exactly what's generating that domain's results, meaning health is one domain, wealth is one domain, relationships is a domain, personal self-expression, your career, okay? So the what Florence Scovel Shin calls the square of life, perfect health, perfect wealth, perfect love, and perfect self-expression. Each of those domains can be addressed independently and assured that you have raised them into that heavenly range with vigilance, with focus. You can do this. And we are carving out, we are the way showers in this new era where humanity is destined to fulfill that prophecy of Jesus, that we do greater things than what he even did. So here's our diagnostic questions. First of all, ask at whatever area of your life you're focusing on, does this feel like pushing a boulder uphill or cooperating with something that's already moving? If you're in the begging and the praying and saying, Lord, please, or in the affirming, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine, efforting through repeated affirmations, working with your thoughts, if that's feeling like you're pushing uphill, that's going to be kind of saying you're more in zone one, okay? You're seeing yourself as separate from that outcome, or even separate from the source of changes of outcome. Separate from God, begging God to make something different, all right? Remember that Jesus was unable to work miracles in his hometown because of their lack of belief, okay? Not because they didn't want to be healed, please, 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 please. But they remembered him as the 11-year-old kid of Joseph over there, the carpenter, and it was too hard for them to move into that knowingness, okay? So this is where we can work with technology to move into alignment with a higher level of faith. There comes a place where we move from separation into oneness, and in zone three, it's just about relaxing the body into remembering that it's already there. It's already whole. Heaven is already here. And when we remember that, and feel that merge, that connection, that touch of the fabric of God, and we know that we are one with that, your reality can't help but change. But it starts with zone one, okay? Pushing uphill instead of cooperating. Number two is the identity question. Does having it feel like finally arriving or like an expression of who I already am? Okay, if you're in zone three, you're not trying to get somewhere that is a destination. You're owning and relaxing and allowing and knowing it already is. Okay? And the grip question, if it didn't happen in my timeline, would I feel like I failed or like it's still unfolding? Okay? When you have loosened that grip, and you have total patience, and you're not even looking at, is it done yet? Is it done yet? Is it done yet? You're moving into zone three. When you even move to such joy that you're not even thinking about, I want this versus that, I want this versus that, you're moving into zone three. And the less you need it, the more it's happening. Okay? So you don't have to guess your zone. Your body already knows. Just notice the first honest answer. The noticing is the doorway out of zone one, just acknowledging where we're at. So here's one action. Pick one thing, friends, this week, health or money, and change the sentence you're running from demand to declaration, okay? Zone one says, I need this to heal. I need this money to come. Lord, I need your miracle. I'm calling out, I'm asking, I'm begging, okay? Versus the declaration, zones two and zones three of that creative range, which is faith consciousness, are holding a frequency that says I am whole. And this is simply how that wholeness is showing up. It begins to feel a feeling of it already being there. Okay, for the next 24 hours, every time the old demand thought comes up, swap it for the declaration. All right, that's the whole shift. I'm asking you to put it to practice. Now, tools that you can use to help move into that ease and relax, that's really what this is about. This is why we use those tools of meditation. This is why we use... Remember, there's a gift for you online on faithflowradio.com. You can go into a 3-minute reset. Play it 3 times if you want to. It will zone you into a place that moves into more ease. It's going to move your nervous system into more peace, and that's what will help align you. So they're one signal, health and wealth, 2 languages, and today you learned how to change the broadcast. Next week, we're taking it further because once you know how to read your own signal, the next question is, what do you do when people around you are broadcasting static? We're talking relationships next week through the lens of faith consciousness. Relationships. So get ready. We're moving into rearranging the perfect relationships in your life. This is Dr. Leslie reminding you that you are never alone. You are loved. You are worthy, and all is well. See you next week, and until then, walk sacred.
Great radio doesn't end here. Catch the full episode and dive, or into our archives on the WSIC News app.
WSIC, 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, Statesville, Lake Norman's home for local talk radio. WSIC, local. Starts here.